Mishnah here, Mishnah Gimel, has like 8 dinim squished into like much more than eight words. Okay, so here they are, separate dinim, just like whatever. The Rebbe decided to make it super dense. Mishnah first is shum kesef. That's a whole sentence. Shum kesef means you have to appraise the dollar amount, meaning that if my cow goes and eats your apple, so you can't just say, oh, okay, fine, you know what, I'll just take your cow's bell and we'll make it, we'll call it quits. No. You have to assess what are apples worth. Apples go for a shekel in the shop, so therefore I owe you a shekel. No more, no less. There's no rounding. You have to do exactly on the dollar amount, exactly. Vishava kesef, which literally means cash equivalent. Now, the case that the Mishnah is referring to here, there's just two words. You have no way to ever figure this out without me telling you what pshat is. Pshat is, if the mazik, the person who caused the damage, is dead, and now the nizik, who got damaged, is coming to claim from him, but not from him, from his heirs. So, good. The heirs have to pay, but they only pay from real estate. Shava kesef here means real estate, not cash, but real estate. The reason why is because, sort of conceptually, based on what I said before, responsibility. The child, so to speak, is, what do you want from me? My dad is irresponsible. Good. So the Torah punishes him, he has to pay. But I didn't do anything irresponsible, so what do you want from me? That really is legitimate. Like, what do you have a claim on me for? It's like a personal thing. I'm not a mazik. I didn't do anything. It's my dad. True. All true. The gist thing is,
you have his money.
Yeah, but if my dad came and punched you in the nose, and now he's, and you want to claim for me, and you have medical bills, that's not our case here, but whatever, it's good enough for now. What do you want from me? I didn't punch in the nose. What are you suing me for? That was my dad.
Isn't there like a shibud on that kesef?
So that's
now
so,
you've inherited that kesef.
That principle is exactly right, but not exactly what you said. The principle is right. That when there is whatever debt there is from the father becomes meshubad, becomes like a lien on the father's property as it passed on to the children. But remember, there are two kinds of property in the Torah's conception. There's Nechasim she'esh l'machrayas and nechasim she'en l'machrayas, which means property that has recourse to it and property that doesn't. Now, the property she'esh l'machrayas means dafka, real estate, and things attached to it. So that is, when my father punches in the nose, immediately what happens is the $50 in medical bills are like become an immediate lien on all his property, but not on his stuff, not on his movables, his chattel. So you can't.
So if he doesn't own anything, any machrayas.
So no, he always has a chrayas deal. You have a chrayas deal. Have to work to pay you back. Once he's dead, he's gone. So you have no claim on him. You have no claim on his stuff. But his property still has a lien attached to it. So indeed, now if you want to claim from the heirs, the children, if there's no property, you can't get any money out of him.
So if a guy gets into a traffic accident and dies and causes the total of someone's Mercedes, and he doesn't have insurance, whatever.
Right, and he has
and he has no nechassim.
He has millions, but it's all in cash.
And it goes straight to the children, and you can't tovel.
Correct. Exactly right. What do you want? I didn't do anything. My dad did. So that's exactly the point here. Shava kesef means all that in those two little words. Okay. Bifnei beis din. Bifnei beis din literally means in front of a beis din. It's referring to when the damages were done. Not a matter of who's guilty or not guilty. Let's say you're running over your buddy's kid's bike. So like, how much exactly damage did you cause? Right? So how there's no way for you to know without taking like an expert, you know, used bike appraisal. So we said before, it has to be shum kesef. You have to do a dollar amount. But to know the dollar amount, you need to actually have a beis din, a court of a mumcha of expertise who says, listen, that bike was already 2 years old with a rusty chain and it's only worth 82 shekels on eBay. Good, now that it's been run over, it's only worth, you know, 12 shekels in the scrap yard. So you have to pay the difference between, you have to pay 70 shekels between 82 and 12. But you need to have an appraisal done to figure out how much you owe. Can't just estimate it, done by the basin and basin with experts. And again, it doesn't mean necessarily that the dianim have to be scrap metal dealers, but they need to then call in a scrap metal dealer to give an appraisal on what it's worth.
Expert witness.
Yeah, that's what they need to have, exactly. Val pi Adam b'nei Chorin b'nei Brit. Now, in terms of Timachai view, in certain circumstances, you need to have witnesses. The witnesses need to be kosher witnesses that are that are B'nai Chorin, meaning that they're not slaves, and B'nai Bris, they're Jewish. Those are the only category of valid slaves. And until you have valid testimony, then you won't necessarily need to pay, depending on what the situation is. But one thing's for sure, this is coming to address, is a different principle, which we're not going to explore right now, but I'm just going to say it out, which is Hamoda B'Kanas. A person admits to something he has, that he did wrong, and that what he has to pay for such a crime is a kanas, a penalty. Kanas, technical term. So if he admits to it before the Edom come, the halacha is he doesn't pay. So here, if the Edom have to be legit Edom, to make him have to pay before that. Yep. Vanashim b'chla nezek. Next thing is, women are included in nezek. That means both if they are the damager or the damagee. It makes no difference as a man. You have to pay them for damage, you could charge them for damages. And finally, vanizik vamazik tashlumin, the nizik, the one who gets damaged, and the mazik, the one who calls damage, they can be partners in the payment of the loss. How does that work? That means, for example, if my cow gores your cow, so your cow was worth 200 zuz, but now it's worth 50 zuz because it's dead. Just now it's going to the glue factory, whatever, it's a dog food. So that's fine. But what happens if after that happens, you know, by the time you can get the tractor or whatever it is to come hoist up that dead cow carcass, the thing rotted away or the coyotes got to it or something, and now it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. It's worth less than 50. So the loss beyond the 50 is not my fault. So in other words, the thing by the time that after the rotting, by the time you get it to the dog food factory, it's worth 25. That's not my problem with the mazik. I just paid the 150 damage I caused. The cost and avail, the depreciation of the carcass after the death, not my fault. I don't have to pay for it. So that's why nizik v'mazik v'tashlum means we're partners. I pay for the 150, but you suck up the last bit. I'm not